from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Guyana's churches getting their way against pro-gay legislation. An alleged plot to destabilize the Trinidadian government dismissed as alarmist, and very little chance now of finding more Dominican shipwreck survivors. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. It appears likely that an amendment approved by the Guyana Parliament but seen by the churches there as a virtual legalizing of homosexuality won't now become law. This is how one church leader put forward their case on yesterday's Caribbean Report program.
As we see it, this is the opening of the floodgates for licensing public behavior, giving sanctions to people who are of different sexual preferences, and it means that people who we call, quote, normal, would not be able to pronounce. It would be changing family values in Guyana. It would be changing the whole religious landscape of the country.
Reverend Juan Edgehill, a meeting today between representatives of the country's main religious community and the parliamentary political parties, agreed to send the bill back to Parliament. It's now expected to be the subject of further discussion there, as Colin Smith reports.
Today is the last day of a three-day period of national prayer and fasting called by the various Christian churches in Guyana. This activity is aimed at dissuading President